Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritual Successor, a comedy video game design podcast where we take your horrible, nasty, stinky, bad, smelly, ooh, they reek, video game ideas and turn them into the next AAA titles. I am one of your hosts, AJ Hart.
And I am your other host, Blake Rea. AJ, I have a question, because you and I were talking about One Piece a little bit before this, and I'm looking at images of Chopper, and he's drawn with three fingies, right? Or four fingies, right?
He has fingers. He has five fingers when he is in his human form, and he's got two little club feet because he's a reindeer when he's in reindeer form.
Okay, but either way, my question still stands. Do you know, like in traditional cartoons, they're drawn with like four fingers, like they're drawn without like their fifth finger or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think that was an excuse to be lazy? Do you think that that iconic cartoon thing came about because they were like, nah, I ain't got time to animate a fifth finger?
I'll be honest, I've never thought about it before.
Have you never noticed that like Mr. Tom from Tom and Jerry only has like four fingers? I think he does. Wait, Mandela effect. Tom from Tom and Jerry. By the way, audience, I am fucking obliterated tired. I had, like, such a long day, so I'm like, yeah, he's got four fingers. He's got four fingers. Look at them.
Yeah, it turns out the answer is as simple as, because it's easier, dude.
It's just easier. Fucking, it's been animators, the least hardworking people in the industry. No, I take that back.
Wasn't there a joke like that in the Adventure Time where Finn says something mean about animators and then he punches himself?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I remember the animators joke in Gravity Falls where they were like, some people just lock themselves in a room and animate and draw things one frame at a time and don't live their lives. These are called animators. It's like that joke always stood out. God, it's time for a Gravity Falls rewatch. I'm like, that's like a good comfort show, and it hits all those boxes of just fun coming of age shit that I love.
Instead of talking about stuff that we could be doing or want to be doing, I have a question for you, Blake, about something you should have been doing.
What's that?
It's been another week. Did you watch Kamen Rider? Black Sun.
No, I didn't watch Kamen Rider. I like that this has been our through line for a couple weeks now. No, man, I got bombs dropped on me at work. I had my mom's memorial. I had shit to do.
No, you did have a very busy weekend. That's true.
I had to like host like 100 people show up within like 15 minutes, which was wonderful and touching, but also incredibly stressful. and God, I have never eaten so many finger sandwiches in my life. I'm still like,
there were so many sandwiches there. It was crazy. I feel coded. I ate so much dip while I was there. I think I probably got through an entire bag of chips and then at least like a normal sized bowl of dip.
Admittedly, and it kind of sucks, is we didn't have any vegetarian options like besides chips and dip for you. So
it was really good dip. Y'all knocked it out of the park. Yeah. Great job on that dip.
Yeah, it was my mom's recipe. She loved that shit. Oh man. All right, AJ, I have not watched Golden Kamuy, but that's a completely different fucking anime.
It's a completely different show.
Kamen Rider. Why did I confuse the two? What the fuck?
You're tired. You're sleepy. You have no caffeine in your system.
No,
you are weak.
No, I'm drinking water.
Oh, you are so jumpable right now, dude. I could just like attack you and you would be gone.
There's something innately sexual about saying so jumpable.
We all see what we want to see, right?
I don't know about that, but like, no, you know what it is? It's because there's that phrase, I'm going to jump them bones.
You know what? That's a really good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when people say I'm going to jump them, you always think it's like a sexual thing.
Yeah, isn't that what gangs do? It's like when they jump you in, they're like, they all just have a really tender group session.
Yeah, and they put the schmooves on you.
They put the schmooves on you. They take you out for a nice dinner to Shakey's Burritos. Not Shakey's Burritos,
I think about that. I think about the fact that when people say the term throttle as in strangle, yeah, I always feel like that has a sexual energy.
No, you're totally right. That is like much more prominent in like British culture. It's like, I'm going to throttle them. But
like,
yeah,
that's just saying that you want to choke them while having sex. Also, like it just, no, it has such a sexual energy,
especially
and no
now,
one means it to.
Yeah, no, nobody means it. But like, especially now that we live in such a like, fucking
promiscuous culture, which is probably the worst thing about it. And it's the future that the libs want.
Well, I mean, I think it fascinating thing I found out is that is mainly your and I's generation is that we, our generation is very promiscuous because of just like we had access to so much so immediately. But
because
like,
we were all 10 when we discovered pornography.
Yeah, pretty much. And then fascinatingly, the generation after us, Gen Zers, actually have a huge aversion to sexual content and are trying to do a return to form of like they just want like more wholesome relationships portrayed or like more platonic relationships played in media because their like concern is like, wow, everything is sexual. This is too much. It's too much. And
I mean, but also I feel like nothing is sexy.
But that, AJ, that's your coom brain talking, man. Like that.
No. I mean, this is like, okay, look, I watched The Boys, right? A very rated TV MA show, a very adult show.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of sex in it and gore, but I don't think that there's anything in it that is sexy. Like, there's never any point in the show where they, like, try to sit down and be like, do you want to see something hot for, like, 4 minutes here? It's just like, look, these two characters are slamming their hips against each other. Isn't that hot? But like, there isn't anything there. Lord of the Rings. Game of Thrones had this same issue where like, yeah, there's a lot of sex in it, but there is no sexiness in it. There's nothing that's like hot.
The concern is not that whether it's sexy or not. It's that using sexual content so casually and so so obviously is the concern. Not that is the sex portrayed sexy or not.
I think you know what? I think they're babies. I think all the people younger than me are babies. And if we had media that was like legitimately like weirdly sexy and horny about stuff, I'd listen to their case.
No,
but we had Game of Thrones where we had Brienne of Tarth, a 9-foot-tall muscle-bound woman, where one of the characters even goes around and is like, "Where's the big woman? Where is she? Where's the tall, powerful woman? I love her so much."
Have you been on Instagram?
We didn't have a single shot, like, just dedicated to her muscles.
AJ, I think you're having a very narrow point of view on, like,
in the media, there's no dedication to the idea of something being sexy.
No, you don't have to have sexy shots for situations to be sexy. Like, for situations to be sexual.
Do you see what I mean, though? Like,
no, I don't.
Everything has sex, but nothing is sexy.
Okay, other side note. AJ, maybe that is the sign that our generation is so coom-brained out, is that we don't get blushed when we see casual content. Maybe a Gen Zer will watch that same scene and be like, whoa, this is a lot. I feel things or whatever. But for you and I, it's like, oh yeah, that's Daenerys.
It could be pervier
again.
Yeah, when I watch movies now and there's a sex scene, I think to myself, this could be a little bit more perverted.
No, I think that's why people
we'll
come
rewind.
To this.
Whoa, Blake, the younger generation doesn't like sex in their media? That's really interesting and weird. Well, it's not that weird. Considering that, like, sorry, I'm going to go back in time and we're going to take the opposite direction of this discussion that I thought about.
What?
No. Yeah, dude, because, like, I was thinking about this while I was watching a couple reruns of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air recently about, mm-hmm. like, this was a show meant for a family that was not super sexual,
mm-mm.
like, at all. Period.
Yeah.
And then I was watching Big Bang Theory, and you cannot go 2 minutes in Big Bang Theory without somebody talking about wanting to jump each other's bones.
Yeah. What's his character? The guy that has the bowl cut, and he's like, not great. And also the
yeah, he's like, my cool character trait is that I sexually harass women.
Hey AJ, and then, we're taking a detour. We're done talking about like generational sex things. I want to talk about Big Bang Theory for a second. It is the stupidest fucking show, and I have no idea why it's funny or why it got famous. One of the character's traits is that when he gets drunk, he becomes a fucking misogynist. And the other guy's like, man, I really hate my mother and I have issues with women, but I really want to fuck them and just have pointless, senseless sex. All of the characters
We have all of the best kind of characters. We have guy that's mean to woman because he's drunk. We have nerd that's mean to women because he's horny. We have nerd that's mean to women
because he thinks he's smarter than them. Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing. And you know why I know Big Bang Theory is fucking bad? Is because when they decided to make a spin-off show of it, their main marketing campaign was how they were going to portray neurodivergent people better than they did in the previous show. Like, that's... fuck you. Fuck you, Big Bang Theory. I hate that you made so much money. Stupid. And everybody's like, peak comedy. Guy knocks on door and says Penny over and over again.
I don't think it was hailed that well.
Brother,
right? Like,
it has 15 fucking seasons, AJ. It's like, of course it was hailed. Big Bang Theory.
How many Big Bang Theory characters do you think you could take in a fight?
All of them. Every single one of them. The only redeemable
Sheldon's huge.
They did 12 seasons, 279 episodes, AJ.
Is it true that getting an ad on Big Bang Theory was more expensive than the Super Bowl?
Who fucking cares?
Me, because day I'm going to be rich and I'm going to need ad space.
Why? You're already rich. What do you need ad space for? Well, I mean, I guess...
I can assure you I'm not rich.
Money, I mean... No. I'm saying you're saying once you're rich, you would want to buy ad space. If you're already
rich...
Oh, because
once I'm rich, I will be a slave to the board. I don't know who that is yet or how they will come to exist, but they will be there and I will have stakeholders.
It's me. I'm the board. I bought all your stocks.
My stockholders.
I bought all stocks in your famous dating app, Heart X Heart. I have so many thoughts on dating apps. AJ, I think you need to reel me in. I'm like,
I need to reel you in? Hey, Blake, we're going to start the show right now. Do you want a video game submission?
Yes. Do you want me to give a game submission or do you want to give a game submission?
I'll give it to you.
Okay, thank you. I'm very tired and I'm in that mode of I very ADHD brain where I see something new and I'm like, I want to talk about that for 15 minutes.
Well, the good news is we can get off of the ADHD brain right here. This comes from Yusuf, you the psychic, on Twitter. A battle royale, but if you lose, you have to play a game of chess before you can go back in.
That sounds super fun. I've been on a big chess kick lately. Chess and Mahjong. So I would love this.
So I have terrible news. I'm actually going to ADHD brain on this because I was thinking about the worst thing that you could do between rounds of any video game. And then I thought about the worst thing.
Play a long fucking video game.
You could play a long video game. Hey, you know what would be so funny? Okay, here's what it was. I thought about the battle royale, but you have to play chess before you can ready up again. Mm-hmm. And then I thought about chess boxing. You know chess boxing?
Yes, I do. And I think it's hilarious.
And then chess boxing made me think about comedy sports. And then comedy sports led me to remember Power Slap.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Power Slap?
Isn't Power Slap the thing where each person takes turns slapping the other one? And then they go until somebody gets knocked out, basically?
Correctamundo. Jesus, so here's what Power Christ. Slap is, and it's crazy, right? So I follow MMA, right? I like UFC. Well, I don't like the UFC brand specifically, but I do like MMA. And so I follow a bunch of important figures in UFC. And over the last year or so, UFC purchased Power Slap, which means that even though I'm following Dana White so that I can be updated on hey, this is the fight that's going to happen, or this is the matchup, or hey, this promo, this clip, whatever, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Every now and again, more and more prominently, I feel, I'm being seen hey, here's a press conference from a real fight. And here's an ad for Power Slap, baby. Fuck the rules. Fuck the safety. We're watching two dudes punch each other in the head as hard as humanly possible. And wait, it is just so wild to be like following somebody specifically because they helped bring a sport to like common knowledge, yeah, and then turn around and watch and be like, anyway, I'm going to shill for a sport that feels like it was in an episode of Futurama.
No, it feels like something that a couple frat guys came up with when they were like, when they were playing a game of wizard staff, and they're like, this is a sport now.
So yes, Blake, Power Slap is the game where it has two fighters, mm-hmm, I suppose is what they would call each other, because they wouldn't call each other slappers, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And they stand in front of each other. And there's a ref in between them, I guess, so that he can watch for any closed fists. But again, not that the ref could really do anything about it.
Isn't there like some point.
Could you imagine how easy of a referee job that is? Like, you never have to get involved, because once something is sent, it's sent.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the referee and you watch somebody.
Well, no. You know what it is?
The referee and you watch somebody just like fucking slug someone and power slap. The deed is done. You had no way to intervene and control the sport.
No, I feel like the role of the referee is that it's like the guy we saw when we saw when you took me to the underground wrestling thing in the Bay Area. That guy was just like the fucking vibe. He just brought the energy and like was a commentator. So what is...
No, Blake, because they have commentators for Power Slap too. This is a sporting event. It is union. Like, they have to have people that are commentators, and they have to have like an active referee in the ring.
Uh-huh.
Like, in the same way that, like, an MMA fight has to have a referee. That way, if he sees any movements that are, like, illegal, or if they get too close to the cage, or anybody, like, does something that is not allowed, the referee can pat them and be like, hey, break it up, break it up.
Let me pitch you on this, because, like, my brain is, like, scattering all over the place. Do you remember the other sport game show where the guys would wear full-body suits that were covered in sensors, and they would actually do medieval combat, where they would like get in a fucking ring and one person has like a dull like long sword while the other one has like two fucking daggers, and they literally do combat, and then like they anywhere they get stabbed, the sensors in their suit will ping.
I have never heard of this. It sounds like some extreme Spike TV shit.
This is like something they did, and I think in Australia was the okay, was the place. But I wonder, you know what I miss? I miss the toy age of the 90s, where you would make a show that was all about selling toys. WWE was the fucking king at that, where they would be like, hey, here's the Rock that has you can like load up with water, and anytime you squeeze his muscles, he sweats. That's a real fucking toy, by the way. I want to come back to that age. Power Slap. In the 90s, there is a board game you can buy in Toys R Us from Jeffrey the Giraffe himself. It is a suit you put on, and you need to play Power Slap at home. And you basically, like, the suit is like, hey, you need to give, you draw a card or something. It's like, hey, give them an open palm hit on their shoulder, or on their stomach, on their thigh, something. And then depending on how hard you hit that center, that sensor will contribute to your points. So,
you want to propose a Power Slap kit for home.
Yes, at Power Slap at home. For the kiddos to beat the shit out of each other with. And it is like something that plugs direct, like a nice thick ass cable that plugs right into your PS1 or your, what's another console from the 90s? I don't know. I'm blanking. Yeah, PS1. I don't think PS1s were, when was PS1? PS1 release.
Like the 90s? I'm so sorry. 1994, I phased PS1. Out over the last couple images or seconds because I've just been looking up images of Power Slap.
All right. What images do you think, knowing now that we have the hardware, what is the game Are we...
Dude, what is the game of actual real-world Power Slap? Like, look at these images that I sent you. None of these dudes are sponsored, and yet somehow Power Slap is. The Power Slap podium is rigged out with ads. The dudes, no ads. No sponsors for the guys.
I love that you sent me the fucking belt, and it's a... it is a...
Because this belt is beyond parody. And I also sent you a photo of Dana White, just for clarification, that, like, I don't think that you follow MMA, but I think that you might know who Dana White is.
I'm familiar enough with him.
And so, like, I want to clarify, this is, like, real world sports promoter and owner Dana White, owning the UFC, also owns Power Slap and shills it. A thing where it is just two dudes slapping each other as hard as they can in the head. They are just no protection, just punching each other in the face. Like, even the UFC, they have to wear gloves.
Nah, bro.
This one dude that's getting doing the punching in one photo that I sent you has a popped blister on his palm.
Yep, I see it. Honestly, there's stupider sports out there. Have you heard of the cheese run, AJ?
I refuse to believe that there is a stupider sport than this walking, like, sports safety tragedy.
Brother, look up the cheese run. It's a bunch.
I shouldn't be surprised that Dana White has Power Slap as a thing, considering that he's also the dude that created UFC with no weight classes.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, it's all the sport. Man, that feels weird calling it a sport, but it makes sense. It's all about the fucking buildup, bro. It's like the mad dog in each other, and then the one hit, and they have the powder on their faces to really sell the movement. Yeah, it's like this shit. I'm sure this shit goes hard. I'm not gonna watch it, but this shit. I'm sure this shit goes hard. Two things. Look up the cheese run, because it is very similar to this in that a bunch of people get fucking hurt for no reason. For those at home, they throw a cheese wheel down a hill, and like 100 people chase after the cheese wheel, falling over each other, breaking legs, breaking bones. It's just, it's incredibly, incredibly harmful to the people who get involved.
Okay, yeah, considering that it is Cooper Hill's cheese rolling and wake. Like, that is what it is called on Wikipedia, Blake. I didn't
know that. It what? It's a
Cooper
wake?
Cooper Hill cheese rolling and wake.
You do this after somebody dies? I thought this was just like an annual, like, this is their sauerkraut festival. You know what
it
I mean?
It is annually, but I assume the wake is for people that don't make it to the bottom of the hill.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Probably not true. But, hey, this is once a year. There is a list of injuries. Wow.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. It is wild. They just throw a cheese wheel down. And they have a whole list of the winners. That's amazing. They do 5 races in a day?
See, but it is only for one day. Power Slap is a whole promotion. Like, there's a new Power Slap coming next week.
I hold really quick on the cheese thing. I'm looking at the list of all the winners, and there's just like an addendum. 2 races abandoned for safety due to 33 injuries for the previous year. Love that. Love that for them.
Okay, wait. Could this video game then be, and maybe this isn't a video game, maybe this is the new greatest sporting event ever.
But we have to package this into something that people can buy, you know what I mean?
They can buy
merch,
tickets, pay-per-view for Power Hill.
Power Hill.
Maybe Slap Hill?
Slap Hill. Okay, I like Slap Hill. That's fun.
The Battle Royale is, of course, the race down the hill.
Uh-huh.
And then once you get down the hill,
oh yeah, we were.
You then have to power slap somebody.
We also, that's right. Like, it's no, you have to.
The submission again, a battle royale. If you lose, you have to play a game of chess before you can ready up again.
Yeah, wow.
So perhaps it is a race down the hill, and if you are not the winner of the race, so 100 people will run down the hill,
uh-huh,
following the cheese.
Yes,
the winner gets the bye. Everybody else gets put into a tournament bracket, and they all have to do power slap. And then the winners of those power slaps
get to race again, or
get to race again down the hill.
That makes total sense, because like for those at home, they do, it looks like 5 races every year, or they like do 5 races back to back. So I guess like between each of those races, a la Fall Guys, the pool gets smaller, and then you have a greater and greater chance. But maybe here's the strategy is like, does the cheese wheel get bigger as the races go on? Like the prize gets bigger as the races go on. So it's like you want to.
Are they racing for the cheese?
Yeah, they're racing for the cheese wheel, bro. What do you think this was about?
Okay. Yeah, is the cheese wheel our belt?
I'm thinking it is. So it's like there's the strategy, though, of like, hey. Actually, you know what? There's going to be 6 races in the day, and here's why.
Okay.
Race 1 happens. Somebody wins. They get access to like the smallest cheese belt. And then the rest of them have to do. They pair off and have to do a game of slap, power slap. Sorry. Then the survivors of that go on to the next race, so on so forth, and then. The 5 winners from the day have to do one more race / power slap thing. Or maybe they all just, maybe.
I don't think that there's a bracket like that. I think it's just last man standing.
But no, I want to do one final thing to like, who's the ultimate slapper? You know what I mean? Like all of Davey 504, ultimate slapper.
Oh, then we bring out the champion from last year.
No. What I'm saying is like, so say there are 4 races in one day. That means there are 4 winners. After the 4 races have happened,
No. I'm saying that the person that gets through and wins the downhill run, they get a bye. They do not have to play power slap. They just get to start going to the top of the hill to get ready for the next run. And we just run it until we've only got one person standing left.
Oh, so they don't have to do... Oh, I see what you're saying. So
the reward for getting downhill faster is not somehow a day of relaxing and restation. No. You just get to run down the hill again without getting punched in the head.
Oh, I like that much better. So instead of 4 winners, it's just like you get the fucking totem from a survivor or whatever. And it's like, yeah, I got immunity. You can't fucking touch me.
You get immunity from being punched in the head because everybody else is going to be.
And you get to take a bite out of the cheese wheel like it's the milk from what's it called? Formula One? Is it Formula One that they pour milk on themselves, which is very stupid?
Yeah.
How stupid.
It is.
How stupid. That milk was.
The milk is to make sure that they won't catch fire from how fast they were driving.
Yeah. When I think of being on fire, I want curdled milk that's been sitting in the fucking sun all day on me.
Well, the milk curdling would stop the fire.
It would plug the fire.
It would plug the fire up. Yeah.
Plug the fire. Okay.
Hey, we didn't even talk about the championship belt from Power Slap that I sent you. This infographic is beyond parody. I can't even make any jokes about it.
I was trying to. I really wanted to talk about it too because there's just so many funny things about it. So AJ sent me an image of like the belt that you can win, the championship belt, and it has a bunch of infographic
for the Power Slapped championship belt.
Yes, and it has a bunch of like lines pointing out like, or like highlights of like, hey, this is the belt strap made of genuine PVC leather. The Power Slap brand elements, bolt, bullseye, and triangle are incorporated throughout the design. Slap, quotes, logo specifically developed for the Power Slap championship belt. This special process plating gives the Slap logo its unique blue appearance. This sounds like something.
Here's the thing. I know that the Slap logo was not specifically designed for the belt because it's the logo for Power Slap, the brand. That's the thing about the word special. That's the thing about specifically developed is that if it's used anywhere else, it wasn't specifically developed for that, was it? Slap.
Maybe this was like the first piece of merch or piece of the brand they designed because they were like, hey, this is, we got to make sure this is the thing. Also, there's a fucking weight class on it. God damn it. Side plate can be changed out to reflect specific weight class. This feels like the thing you would send to, like, the guy physically creating it. It's like, hey, here's the design mock-up I this need the of this.
Mock-up?
Yeah!
I'm a big fan of the main plate slab because, again, beyond parody, composed of cast zinc alloy with nickel and silver, you know, like metals made. The reverberation of the slap is visualized in the detail of the main plate.
That's pretty funny. That's actually kind of cool.
This is the belt you earn for being the most slapping 20-something-year-old.
Hold on. Can you just buy a power slap belt? Buy. I'm trying to find, oh my god. Merch power slap. No, you can't buy it. Fucking bummer.
I hate that I looked up power slap belt eBay and the first hit was MMA belt products for sale with a big photo of UFC. Thank you for the grim reminder that this is in fact owned by the same professional fighting company. God damn.
Hey, you know these dudes that make like incredible sacrifices to get their body to peak performance and their training that takes literally 8 hours a day. Yeah, what if we just had Joe Schmo from a state college slapping a dude with powder on his face? I guarantee
there's probably some power slapper that truly believes that they are on the same level as a MMA fighter.
It's one of those things where you can just make shit up of like, yeah, I have to position my hips in a certain way. I have to have a specific stance. I train. I'm sure there is somebody that has made a training montage of power slap, which let's...
Here's how you can get punched in the head bear style without feeling anything. I just, again, no, nothing. This is so ridiculous.
How to slap hard. Urban combat of school of self-protection. Bare knuckle fighter trains to power slap. Also, it's insane. I'm remembering now, I would see like these insane clips of people just fucking like fall, like after they get slapped, they just like fall to their knee, like they get knocked out. Like, I'm looking at this.
Let's stop using the word slap because like I feel like that's such a small word for it. These people are being punched in the head.
But you don't have a full body weight drop blow
and then be like, oh, but it was a slap.
Yeah, this is... Dude, this shit has major views. This is insane.
I can assure you, the Power Slap channel, Dana White is making so much goddamn money off
Power Slap, the YouTube channel, has 2.32 million views.
Yes.
This is insane. Oh, man.
It's sponsored. Hey, maybe you missed the podium full of sponsorships, but I can assure you, they aren't cheap.
Yeah, I mean, they're sponsored by fucking Monster, presented by Monster. Like... Also, these are some hilarious names. The Bell versus Phillips. Wolverine versus Turpin the Second. Like, this is
just a punch in the head. I feel like I know I'm repeating it over and over again, but it can't be overstated. These aren't slaps. This is just like some 30-year-old punching a 20-year-old in the head.
Hey, AJ, you know what their content is now? This is hilarious to me. This is so wonderful to watch. Clips from Power Slap in the hundreds of thousands. They have a series of try it power slap strikers rate the top five unique South African snacks. 4,000 views. They read mean comments. 18,000 views. AJ, I can make the claim that one of my YouTube videos has more views than a power slap video. How fucking insane is that?
Why is that something worth bragging to you?
Because, bro, they have 2.32 million views. They get sponsored by Monster, and I'm pulling in more viewership than them on certain videos in really small lettering.
I'm just flabbergasted by this every time I remember it's a real thing. Anyway, this is the video game. It's cheese run and then power slap at the bottom of the hill. Blake, do you have a video game submission?
I do have a video game submission.
Ah!
That was a yawn, I swear. This one comes to us on Twitter from Gaz, longtime submitter at Just Gazzer. Building Rainbow Road. Who even makes the tracks for Mario Kart? Let's make a game about the job of kart track designer. AJ, I feel like I am slowly getting into this one specific genre of game that is all about just building shit to see what happens. And I'm trying to figure out what was the seed for that. And it was fucking Halo Forge. I have so many fond memories of building like Halo Forge tracks that me and my brothers would play. There was one specifically, it was called Round and Round, and I think we downloaded it from the internet. But the concept is that you start on one end of the track and somebody in the center has access to all the guns in the game, and they're trying to shoot you as you go through the track. And it fucking ruled, and it access that specific part of my brain that I really love and I really want to bring back. What are you sending me, buddy? Mario characters?
Yeah, sorry. This is very fair. I do want to try to capture like that Halo 3 generation of games. I looked up on Google Mario characters, and yes, I did misspell characters, and it pulled up a big list of all sorts of characters.
Hey, is that a One Piece character, Brogy?
Yeah, you noticed it. Yeah, you noticed the thing that shouldn't be there. Yeah, apparently Brogy was listed under Mario characters. Uh-huh. My boy Brogy from One Piece.
Quick, what is his devil fruit? What's the cool thing he does?
Broggy is not a devil fruit. He is the captain of the giant warriors, giant pirates. He's the captain of a bunch of pirates. So he was introduced very, very, very early on.
His superpower is that he big and large.
Him big. Yeah, he kicks it on the island of giants. He used to. Wait a minute. No, Broggy's not the captain. He's like a co-captain. So very early on in the series, the Straw Hats were running around and they found this island with two giants that were just beefing. Mm-hmm. And they'd been fighting for like 100 years or some shit like that. Anyway, the Straw Hats made them be friends. And then they were like, yeah, we're going to go kick it on the cool island of giants, Elbaf.
Mm-hmm.
And then they left. But the funny story, Broggy's actually back in the story now after like 16 years. Because we're going to Elbaf, baby.
Mm. Okay, so you think he's coming back?
I think he's coming back, and so is Mario.
Technically, is Mario a devil fruit user because he eats the veggies and turns into superpower?
Are you proposing that the mushrooms are devil fruits?
I'm proposing the mushrooms are devil fruits, yes.
Are you proposing Mario D. Mario?
Mario D. Mario. I want to see Mario from Super Smash fight Doflamingo. Quick, ask me to name any other... actually, no, Whole Cake Island. That's an evil character, right?
That's a location.
Fuck.
Sorry, did you think there was just a dude named Whole Cake Island?
Yeah, because it's his whole cake. It's Whole Cake's Island, right?
So his first name is Hulk?
Brother, you're just sending me an image of a guy named fucking Brogy. Like, anything's possible. Like, come on. Also, a guy named Doflamingo. Is it Doflamingo?
It's Doflamingo. You had that one right. Good job. Doflamingo.
And then Luffy, Gummy Man, Gum Gum. Is it?
Sorry, update. I just found out about my boy Boshi.
Boshi?
You wanted to know earlier, sorry, we're all over the place today. You were asking about who makes the Rainbow Roads, who makes the racetracks. Uh-huh. It's this character, apparently, from Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars.
Wait,
it's right,
what?
It's Boshi.
What? There's an actual canonical thing that makes the... What?
No, Boshi lives on Yoster Isle with other Yoshis. He frequently participates in Mushroom Derby races. Holy shit, wait a minute. This maybe falls into place perfectly.
Dude, this punk rock guy fucking rules. I love him.
I've never heard of the Mushroom Derby races. Is this... What is this? I've never played Legend of the Seven Stars.
It's fun. It's like, it's just Super Mario RPG. It's good.
The contestants, who are usually Yoshis, race down a short, straightforward path. Okay, so our boy Boshi is a Yoshi racer. I like the idea that we could turn a whole video game about him making more racetracks for cars.
Do you think Boshi hits people with the Bofa joke?
Boshi D's nuts?
Bofa D's nuts, AJ. Come on.
Oh, in the Japanese version, his name is Washi. Translating to like Wario and Waluigi.
Oh!
Why did we name him Boshi then? Wait, Washi's the way better.
This is maybe because they thought like Washi, like they were thinking like, oh, he like washes things. This is early translation, so they were like dumb. I mean, maybe not dumb. I mean, this is like the era where it's like all your base belongs to us, right? Or is that like the 80s? Man, I'm just like fucking just unfocused today.
No, Super Mario RPG was 1996, so this would have been before memes, because I was born in 96.
No, all of your base belongs to us. Like that's an early translation fuck up. That like that's like a legit thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, all your base belong to us. Is an internet meme based on the poorly translated phrase from the opening cutscene of the Japanese game Zero Wing in 1991.
Well, that would be earlier than this. Hey, so do you want to make a game about my boy Boshi?
I fucking would adore that. He's got cool glasses. He's got a spiked collar. He's got a sweet, like, backpack saddle thing? I don't know.
Well, that's what all Yoshis have. That's how you know he's a Yoshi and not a dinosaur.
Holy shit, my brain for a second completely forgot that there was like a saddle on them. I thought Yoshi was like...
You thought Yoshi was naked?
I thought Yoshi was naked! Why did I think that? I thought Yoshi was like all green. Yoshi.
Wait, Yoshi has a shell? I thought it was a saddle.
Yeah, that's a shell, bro. I don't remember him having anything there. I thought he was like all green. I didn't realize he had like a little shell.
It's definitely a saddle back in the old games.
This is funny.
This is a conspiracy. The saddle was meant to be a shell in its original design, but the red half bulb on Yoshi's back is specifically meant for a rider,
Mandalorian.
According to comicbook.com.
Well, I'm looking at original art from like Mario World. No, he very clearly has a shell. He just sits on it. It's fine. Oh yeah, there was that game where they turned him into felt. That was such a cute little game. But his shoes weren't felt. That was very bizarre. All right.
He had rubber shoes still?
He had the rubber shoes. I mean, he's always had the rubber shoes. That's like always been like his part of his design.
Okay, here's my pitch. Fine, whatever. Yoshi has a shell and not a saddle. Here's my pitch. I think Boshi does have a saddle.
Yoshi,
because Boshi believes in racing, and he believes in car racing. And what is Boshi if not car with legs?
Okay, so we want to make a is it just a track builder, like a Roller Coaster Tycoon a la, but it's Mario tracks. So
you mean Mario Maker? Is it just Mario Maker, but with Boshi as your character instead of Mario?
I'm thinking that, but what if we did more of a thing? How about this?
What if we did more?
One of the cool things about Super Mario Maker was that you designed a stage and then everybody else could play it. But what if we had that similar mentality, but all of your money and all of your building materials come from the people playing your game? So as an example, you start the game up, you have access to a limited amount of resources. Like you have a basic track that can go straight, left, turn, whatever, and some jumps, and maybe some items that you can toss in there. You build out a track. Some people from the internet, they play it, and every time it's played, you get access to people, like, you get currency that people give to play your track. And then you use that currency to buy new resources to build better tracks or to improve your current track.
So only the people that make tracks that people like playing would get the resources to build new tracks.
Yeah, and maybe instead of like...
And then they can sell those materials to other players on our third-party gambling website.
It's like cards. It's like, yeah, I have too many... I have access to, it's like the perk cards from Fallout 76, where it's like you can get duplicates, and the moment you get a duplicate, you can sell off the extras. So this is what I'm thinking. In Super Mario Maker, you can make as many stages as you want under your name. Every person only has access to one sandbox that they can build their track in. So that motivates you to constantly be working on and refining your current track and making it as good as possible. And I like this because then every track will feel super, super unique because you know a person will have been working on that track for...
With all of their materials
over potentially multiple years. And there will be like... I think that that takes like a seasonal approach because it's kind of like, hey... here's this person. Did you play their track last week? Well, it's completely different this week. So like,
oh yeah, then we have the community actually speaking up and being like, you gotta check out Rainbow Road 42.
Yeah, because like if you don't check it out now, that likely it's going to change or update next week. And to motivate people to constantly change up their track, maybe the tracks reset at the end of the year. Or you are given motivation to build certain tracks of like, hey, this month's goal is your track needs to have 7 jumps.
Fuck, dude, I miss Halo 3. Sorry, just this system and the call out earlier. I do miss making maps in Halo 3. Here's the thing. Halo 3 also had the best incentive for people to be making new levels all the time, and that was that you could have a folder, and it was like, hey, my shared maps.
Yep.
And you had like 6 maps that you were able to put in a little like gallery, or not a gallery, what's it called? A portfolio to show to people.
Yep. And then you can upload it. One of my favorite things to do, I was working a job at the time. One of the things I would do to slack off, or when I would slack off, I would watch like people build maps in Halo. And then like it was just fascinating because there were these people that build like the really complex like... free running maps, because free running was like super huge.
Because there were so many weird tricks that you could do to like break boxes out of the game, so you could put like items in spaces where players weren't supposed to go.
That, and also like how you can like have things clip, where you can like place a machine gun inside of a block, so when you mount the machine gun, it looks like you're holding onto the wall of the block. It's just absolutely fascinating what people were able to do. Fuck, I might do that. I'm gonna put that in my. I'm gonna slack off at work today. And watch Halo, free running map. God, I would
put that in your save for later, Blake.
Yes, sir.
Before I lose you to Halo 3,
yeah.
Map making. I do believe I need to make the call and say that we got to pick a nug and close the show.
It's going
to
be the cheese wheel one. That one feels like the most well put together, right?
Do we want... Yeah, absolutely. Do we want to think of a different name other than Cheese Run? Can I propose Curdling Hill?
I was thinking Slap That Cheese.
Slap That Cheese, the once a year event.
The once a year event. No. Slap That Cheese, sponsored by Monster.
Right, it can't be once a year, because then we would never make money off of it. It has to be like a regular thing.
What big brand can you and I tag on socials when we release this game?
Combos.
Sponsored
Slap
by
That Cheese, sponsored by Combos.
Holy shit.
Are Combos
shit.
Still around?
Yeah. I had one the other day. It made me feel awful.
they are the perfect candidate for a brand
no,
deal.
No, you're
then.
Totally right, because like their whole thing was like, it kind of, they were huge in the 90s where it was like very in your face marketing. So like it totally fucking works. Like, and it's like, it's the combination of two things. It's cheese and pretzel, just like cheese and slapping. You like the crunch, you like the slap of the crunch of a good slap, well, get the crunch of a good pretzel. And
the cheese wheel that we're rolling down is the real cheese used in combos.
Holy shit. And then maybe we make an at-home. AJ, on the back of the combos bags, we got to do like an how to play slap that cheese at home. And you bet with fucking pieces of combos. So it's like Gelt when you're playing dreidel, where it's like you can like put more into the pot. It's like, hey, we're going to both put a bunch of fucking combos into the pot, and we're going to slap the shit out of each other, and the winner gets the pot of combos.
I love this. Blake, that's a game. Slap that cheese by combos.
No, sponsored by combos.
Sponsored by combos.
Slap that cheese, sponsored by combos.
And I think that's a game, Blake. I gotta close out the show because I got a mechanic schedule.
Oh, okay. And I gotta go because I
have job. You have Halo 3 Forge mode videos to watch.
Also, sad to say, Halo parkour community not as big as it used to be. 180 views.
What?
3.5.
I can't believe this happened. I can't believe it. I can't believe that Halo killed their fan base three times over, and now the parkour community is dead.
Bummer. Absolute bummer.
You ready to go to patch notes?
I am ready to go to patch notes. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Patch Notes. If you like this show and you like us enough to not click off yet, leave us a review on iTunes. It greatly helps the show. It makes us feel good about ourselves. And you know what? When I stare into the existential dread that is my artistic career and I see your funny haha iTunes review, it makes me feel like I'm on the right path, you know?
As always, the intro and outro shop. Nope, hold on. I can do that better. As always, the intro and outro music to our show is Cheap Shot by Anna Monoguchi, an excellent song from an excellent band for an excellent game. I've been one of your hosts, AJ Hart.
And I have been your other host, Blake Rea.
This has been Spiritual Successor, and these are cool games
that should not be made.